coast to coast and border to border. It's Tailgate Radio.
Hey there, Tailgate Nation. Thank you so much for downloading episode number 127 of our virtual tailgate parties. We blast this show to all 50 states, all provinces in Canada, and over 50 countries across this big blue marble we call Earth. I am the Grill Sergeant, John Largent, and we're going to continue our trip out to Las Vegas for the Sports Licensing and Tailgate Show. We've got some great new products that we're going to be featuring this week on the show. So kick back, relax, and be whisked away to the Las Vegas Convention Center after the first break for the highlights, more highlights of companies from the Sports Licensing and Tailgate Show in Las Vegas, Nevada. I want to remind everybody they can catch every episode of Tailgate Radio in a number of places. iTunes, Stitcher, the TuneIn app for your smartphone, iHeartRadio. We've got a big following over on iHeartRadio and on Audioboom over in Australia and Europe. So anywhere you want to find Tailgate Radio and learn more about some of the great companies and products and some of the live events that we go to, and every now and then we'll talk sports. We'll have guests on. We haven't had a guest on in a while. It's been interesting with, I don't know if you can hear in the background, this is part of a live recording of a podcast, as there's always something going on, and we've got some construction here at Game Day Media that's going on, and we'll be going on for the next few weeks, and we can't do a whole lot about it, but we're going to continue with the podcast. So I hope the banging and the noise in the background isn't too annoying for anybody. But going back to what I was saying, we're going to get back after we conclude our trip out to Las Vegas, and again, I think we've got three or four more episodes from the Sports Licensing and Tailgate Show. But when we come back, we'll have a whole new look, a whole new feel to the show. And hopefully you will be more engaged and be more inclusive. We're going to be taking some phone calls that we'll do on the air and answer some questions. We'll also be digging back into our Rolodex and getting some guests on that can share their experiences with you about the world of tailgating, whether that's on the food side, the grilling, the sports side, the lifestyle side. So there are a number of different ways that we try to connect you to the world of tailgating, because that's the interesting thing about tailgating is it does span so many different industries and is a lifestyle that a lot of people take advantage of year-round. You know, we're here at the end of February, the beginning of March, and it's a transitional time for sports. You know, we're easing out of football, or some of you aren't easing out. Some of you are looking for any tidbit of football that you can find. But, you know, we're easing out of that, moving into NASCAR and baseball and other spring activities. I know a lot of festivals are taking place in a few weeks. Got some news on a new member of Game Day Media coming up, but she informed me that the world champions at Monster Jam are going to be out in Las Vegas in the middle of March, and they tailgate the hell out of that thing. So there's a lot of good stuff happening in the world of tailgating. It is a year-round event, and anything we can do to help enhance your experience, we hope we can. So when we come back, we will take you back out to Las Vegas to the Sports Licensing and Tailgate Show. And again, you can find out more about us over at tailgateradio.com. I would really encourage you to become a member of Twitter, and our handle over there is Tailgate Radio as well. And that's where a lot of our best interaction with our fans and with the Tailgate Nation take place. So if you get over there and become a member or a friend or follow us or however that works, we'll make sure that we give you a lot of information that'll be helpful to you. So when we come back, we'll be in Las Vegas at the Sports Licensing and Tailgate Show with some more great guests, great companies, and a great time every year out at the convention. So We will come back from the break, and we'll be magically transported to Las Vegas for the rest of the show. Thank you so much, and stick around. We'll be back right after this.
Rich is just a really, really, really good guy. The term good egg isn't enough to describe him. He's also certified organic and free range. Rich puts the cap back on everything. The toothpaste, the olive oil, the shampoo, everything. He lets his 10-year-old nephew beat him at virtual tennis, even though he can straight up slay his 10-year-old nephew in virtual tennis. When the toilet paper is running low, Rich replaces the roll on the actual holder, not just on the back of the toilet. Rich is texting and driving. Rich, no. What are you doing, Rich? I was just telling everyone how great you are. Texting and driving makes good people look bad. Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org, a public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
You're listening to Tailgate Radio.
What's up, everybody? It's Adam Richman from the Travel Channel, and you are feasting your ears on Tailgate Radio with the Grill Sergeant, John Largent. Remember, chew carefully and eat my ass.
And welcome back to the Sports Licensing and Tailgate Show in Las Vegas, Nevada. I am here at the 2017 edition of the show. It gets bigger and bigger every year, and I'm visiting right now in the tailgate section with Gregory McLean. He's with Eco Easy, and they are the proprietors of Instigate Tailgate in a Box. Gregory, welcome to Las Vegas, and I would love to learn more about your product.
All right. It's been a great show so far. What we have here on the demonstrating right now is Instigate Tailgate in a Box. Everything you need for a three-hour tailgate, including the charcoal, the grill, the cooler bag, plates and services for eight people, garbage bag, bottle opener, and barbecuing utensils all come in a single nice, convenient box. You can use it one time and simply have the convenience of walking away and disposing of it.
So what you're telling me is that I don't have to load up a big truck. I don't have to dig things out of my kitchen or out of my garage. I can pick up one of these Instigate tailgates in a box, and I'm good to go.
Exactly right. And you don't have the issue of having to clean up the grill later on or cleaning, you know, after the party. So it's a convenience factor. It's for that spontaneous, you know, impulse. Let's go have a tailgate, or the parents flying in to visit their children in the, you know, at school, and go and have a tailgate with the convenience of just buying one box.
So how did the concept of this, you know, that's always been a big issue with tailgating. People love to tailgate. Between 35 and 50 million people tailgate every year. But one of the big challenges is the setup and then the cleanup, and you've eliminated both of those in one fell swoop.
Well, the founder, Matt McLean, came up with this idea about 3 years ago. He did a Kickstarter funding campaign, raised $28,000, and from there, he's gotten the product out in the market through a variety of retailers. He came up with the idea because he lived in the city. He liked to go to Yankee games. He liked to go to tailgate parties, but he couldn't store all the things in one place. So he said, I'd love to be able to go to a store quickly on a Monday night before the game and go buy everything at one time.
Well, you've definitely hit a home run here. Is this the first time you guys have been to the Sports Licensing and Tailgate Show?
No, actually, this is our third time. And we keep coming back because it's a great show, and you know, we get a lot of opportunities presented to us.
So for anybody out there in the Tailgate Nation that wants to learn more, maybe pick up their own, where can they do that?
Well, right now the product is sold through Dick's Sporting Goods, and it right now the price is $29.99. It serves eight people for about a three-hour tailgate party.
And where can they learn more about the product if they want to take a look before they buy?
All right, www.instigate.com, or www.instigating.com, and the site has all the, you know, knowledge you need to know of what's in the box.
Well, Gregory, I appreciate your time. This is an amazing product, and I know that having this be your third year, that people are getting the message, and we hope you have a great show this year as well.
All right. Thank you for stopping by.
I'm here with Jeremy and Kyle Lavin, and they are with Snack Attack Stadium. I'm looking at this stadium. It looks like I could put some beverages, some food. I'm looking at your display. It's amazing. Tell me about your product and how you guys came up with the idea.
Well, actually, our dad came up with the idea about 3 years ago. He just wanted to make an actual party tray that looked actually like a stadium, not so much like the bowl, not like a serving dish. I mean, this thing's, what, 36 inches, 3 feet by 2 feet by 12 feet high. Each one comes with a 5-inch compartment. You get four of them on the side. You get a 12-inch one on the ends. They call the end zone seating. End zone seating, you get your grandstand seating. The main actual serving dish is it 24 inches wide by 3 inches deep, and it has a removable lid right here. Well, I guess you can't see it, but removable lid that comes up that holds your food hot underneath. Let's see what else we got here. They all come fully painted. They're generic as a stadium with the arches, the flags included, fans in the stands. It's been a long process, but we love it. It's the new wow factor for any party, tailgating, Super Bowl party, bar mitzvah. It doesn't matter, anything. It can be used for anything.
So when your dad came up with the idea, was it just something that he saw a need for and decided, hey, nobody else is doing it, I'm going to do it?
It was something for us because to us, Super Bowl is like a religion, and we always try to one-up our parties. And he just came up with it and said, why doesn't anybody have it? I'm going to make one, and I'm going to make it better than anybody else. And it's been a long process. It could have been smaller. It could have did a lot of things. But he wanted it to look like an actual stadium. Yeah.
It's just our website.
So is this your first time to the Sports Licensing and Tailgate Show?
Yes, this is our first time at the Sports Licensing and Tailgate Show.
Well, I can tell you, I've been coming since its inception, and this is a great product, and I wish you guys the very best. If people want to know more about it or how they can get their hands on it themselves, I know you guys are here to speak with retailers and things like that, but do you offer this product on your website, and if so, how can they find out?
Yeah, right now we're exclusively selling it on our website, which is www.snackattackstadium.com. Let's see. If you want to go ahead and spell that, it's www.snackattackstadium.com. And all the information will be there, phone numbers. All right. You can email us directly if you have any other questions. But right now it's exclusively sold at snackattackstadium.com.
And welcome back to the Sports Licensing and Tailgate Show in Las Vegas, Nevada, the 2017 edition of the show. And I'm here with Doug. He's with Sorority Shop. Doug, tell me about Sorority Shop.
Well, Sorority Shop, we're officially licensed items that we sell that are officially licensed by sororities. And we have a wide variety of products that we sell, but we have a very specific mode in mind, and that is that there's growth opportunity in sororities. There's literally over 3 million active sorority members at any given time in the United States, and that a quarter of those people are leaving and entering every year. So we know that there's a growth opportunity in the marketplace with a constant churn, so we know that our products will sell and repeatedly sell through college bookstores and, importantly, through standard retail. So with a large percentage of women being members of sororities, with an open market in the marketplace, we've decided to enter into a marketplace that allows us to be creative with sticker designs, phone adhesives, everything that we can think of that if you look around this show, and you've probably been around the show quite a bit, and you've seen such a wide variety of products that are available, we believe that the items that you see that have University of whatever on it can have a specific sorority, and they can sell nationally instead of just in one region.
So tell me about some of the products that you guys actually have here at the show this year.
Well, we're a two-year-old company, and we've started with vinyl adhesives. So that's really where we've started, with the sticker sheets that include wall stickers for the letters of the sorority, as well as laptop skins. Many of our customers use our different variety pack sticker packs to decorate their rooms, their notepads, their cars, their mugs, whatever it is that they have. They use those to decorate it. We also have what's called the koala pouch. The koala pouch is the original koala pouch. It's an adhesive that sticks to the back of a mobile phone, and students carry their ID and their credit card or some cash in there, and they're able to move around campus without having to carry a purse. And what we've seen, especially in the female marketplace, in the younger female marketplace, they're very interested in that mobility. And so we provide that with their logo of their sorority, and that self-identification in that affinity group with that on their mobile phone has been a real shot in the dark, in the arm for us in sales, because it's just moving like crazy, and that's our newest item. We will be introducing, surprisingly, a couple new items in the next couple of weeks. One of them is an in-car air freshener. So you've seen the air freshener with the little trees or whatever it is. Well, we're doing them with sorority logos. And we believe not only in cars, but also in dorm rooms. And we've been to dorm rooms, and we know that they're probably a good place for air fresheners. So with the logo design, we think it's going to be very successful. Plus, it's an achievable price point. You see at this trade show, there's a lot of items that are in the hundreds of dollars as watches and things such as that. We believe that items that these students will buy more than once need to be in an achievable price point sub $5. And doing that is really one of our major goals.
Where can people find out more about Sorority Shop and learn more about your company and maybe place an order?
Sure. SororityShop.com. It's available. You can also search for your sorority plus koala pouch on Amazon.com, and you'll be able to find the koala pouch items on Amazon.com. It ships as a Prime item, so shipping is free if you're a Prime member. And information about our overall organization, as well as all of the different sororities that we offer, which are most of the sororities in the nation, Panhellenic to the Divine Nine, is available on SororityShop.com.
Well, thank you very much for your time. Best of luck to you at the show this year. And what's that website once again?
SororityShop.com.
Thanks for your time, and thanks for allowing the Tailgate Nation to stop by your shop.
Excellent. Thank you.
Folks, that'll about do it for this week's show. I want to thank you for tuning in. And reminder, we'll be back out here in Las Vegas next week for more highlights from the Sports Licensing and Tailgate Show. We appreciate you checking us out, and I would certainly appreciate you going over to iTunes and giving us a 5-star rating. That helps out with the bills and making sure that we keep this show free by using our sponsors. And we certainly do appreciate everything that you do each and every week to support Tailgate Radio. So for everybody here at Game Day Media, I am the Grill Sergeant John Largent, and as I have been saying for over 2 decades, keep the drinks cold and the grill hot, and we'll see you in the parking lot. Adios, amigos. Bye-bye.